So the day that we call Christmas has gone past, but the season of Christmas is still going on. We know that the three kings did not arrive the very day that Jesus was born. They came a while later. They'd been following a star, which led them to the place of his birth. And in Russia, there is a story told about an old woman named Babushka who gave the three kings a place to sleep and some bread to eat one day on their journey toward the Christ child. Babushka lived alone in a little cottage in the forest, and when the three finely dressed travelers arrived at her door one morning, she gladly invited them to make themselves at home. She thought it was a little bit strange that they would be traveling all night and sleeping all day, so when they woke up from the long nap they took at her house, she said to them, "Kind sirs, don't you find it difficult to find your way in the dark?" And they said, "Oh, good mother, not at all. We are following the light of a star, which is leading us to the Christ child so that we might worship him. We're bringing gifts, and we've traveled a long way, and we still have a long way to go, but we are determined that we're going to bring our gold and frankincense and myrrh and give them to this newborn king." And Babushka said, "I would love to travel with you and also see this Christ child and also bring a gift. I could bring some of my fresh baked black bread. People say I'm the best baker in the entire forest." And they said, "Yes, please, come. Come with us. Come now. The star is beckoning." And she said, "Oh, it would be impossible for me to come right now. I have to tidy up my cottage before I leave." And they said, "Well, hurry along as soon as you can. We must be on our way immediately." And so the three kings departed, and Babushka went back inside to clean up her house. And she swept, and she dusted, and she sorted, and she organized. And when she emerged from her little cottage a few hours later, wrapped in her shawl with her little bundle of things she needed to travel with, it was already morning. And of course, once the sun had risen, she couldn't see the light of the star anymore. So she said to herself, "Well, I'm just going to have to ask my way as I go along." And she began to walk. She set off, and she walked, and she walked. And as it turned out, it was not very easy to find anyone who had seen those three kings and could tell her which way they'd gone. Because after all, most people sleep in the night. And so she walked for day after day, and she got tireder and tireder, but she refused to give up. And finally one day, while she was walking through some hills, she met a shepherd who told her that he had heard a child had been born who was destined to be a king. And he said, "It wasn't very far from here. It was in that town called Bethlehem." And so she walked toward Bethlehem. And when she arrived at the edge of the town, Babushka met a woman who was drawing water from the well. And she said, "Can you tell me where the Christ child is?" And the woman said, "Well, the one they call the Christ child was born in that stable right over there. But he's not here anymore. His family left suddenly in the middle of the night." Well, Babushka walked over to the stable, and she let herself in, and there was a cow inside and a lot of fresh hay, but that was all. And so she looked around, and she imagined the baby and his mother resting there in the straw, and she got out of her pack that loaf of black bread that she'd been carrying with her all this time as a gift for the Christ child, and she laid it on the windowsill, and she decided to lay down herself and have a little rest. And Babushka fell asleep. And the next thing she knew, she was surrounded by soft golden light, and she heard a voice saying, "Rise and greet me." "Who are you?" asked Babushka. "I'm the one you've been searching for," came the answer. "Oh, child," said Babushka, "I have searched such a long time to find you." "Well then, walk in my light and take my hand," invited the Christ child. And that's what Babushka did. She never returned to her cottage in the forest far away. But to this day, the children in Russia are never surprised when some delicious, fresh-baked black bread appears in their house during the Christmas season to remind them of the search for the Christ child. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. You can hold a dolly's hand or a person's hand. We need to have Angelina hold you. Okay, good. Excellent. Thank you. Dear God, may we be led by your light, to find and follow the Christ child in this new year. Amen. And I think it must be time for Sunday school. I see that your teachers are waiting for you.